Hello, and welcome to the Public Sector View Radio, where we discuss trends impacting the adoption of video collaboration solutions across government, education, and healthcare. I'm Ryan Traden, the executive editor of the Public Sector View online publication, and I'm here today for a very special episode of the Public Sector View Radio. Joining me for today's program is Tia Crawford, a strategic account manager at Polycom Federal, who is calling in live from the show floor of the FCIA Defensive Cyber Operations Symposium in Baltimore, Maryland. Tia is here today to discuss the show, the security challenges impacting the federal government, and the role that video teleconferencing can play in security. Tia, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. It's really great to be here.
It's my pleasure. So can you tell our listeners who might not be familiar, what is the Defensive Cyber Operations Symposium? What's the overarching theme of the show, and who are the people that attend this conference?
Sure, Ryan. Well, I would definitely have to say that the Defensive Cyber Operations Symposium is probably one of the largest conferences being held in the National Capital Region this year. It's really addressing a common theme across the architecture, which is 5 C's. That's cyber, cloud collaboration, command, and control. The other thing to note is that it's also addressing the new role of DISA with cyber command and its military service component. They're really all coming together in a partnership to address major issues surrounding cybersecurity. And this is really in all facets of communication throughout DoD and the DoD. Cybersecurity is definitely a chief concern here, and I hear a lot of questions being asked. I hear a lot of conversations surrounding that, and it's all at a time where we're still dealing with the tightened budget concerns.
So now I've had an opportunity to look at the agenda for this year's show. There are a lot of very high-ranking military officials who are here talking about, specifically the challenges that the military is having when it comes to cybersecurity. I've seen, a handful of really interesting keynote presentations on the agenda as well. Yeah, I know you're there, you're at the conference, you're able to attend some of these things and partake in some of these conversations. You know, based on what you've heard, in the day and change that you've been there at the conference, what would you say would be the largest challenges, specifically the largest cybersecurity challenges, that's impacting the military and the rest of the civilian government today?
Well, Ryan, it's an interesting question because if you take a look at all the keynotes, the side panels, and the discussions that are happening this week, it's interesting to note that it's not just senior leadership of government, but it's also senior leadership within industry and other military service components. So what's really happening here is that they're taking a look at cybersecurity, which is obviously the largest security challenge that's impacting the military today, but they're doing it across all three of those industries. And as far as technology sectors, they're looking at it in the broadest terms across UC, voice, video, data storage, mobility. There's definitely a common theme that's going on here, and they're trying to address cybersecurity across all of these technology sectors. So it's really a look at the architecture from the ground up, from the cloud down to the end user. And the challenge is trying to figure out how do they maintain the integrity of the comm. So I think, it's easy to see that the key element, the key theme here is cybersecurity. And it's important to note that it's not just government senior leadership here. It's also industry, and it's also the other military service components.
So obviously you have a large industry presence there, a lot of different solution providers there trying to sell their technologies into the federal government, showing them some of the different things that they can do. Has there been any particular technologies, any category of technology? So when we think about security, we're thinking firewalls and threat detection and network access control. Has there been any focus on any one of those particular things? Have we seen any kind of impact from any of the recent breaches on that? So, just kind of like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we had the announcement of the Office of Personnel Management, OPM's breach, something like 14 million government employees had their private and personal information stolen. Are we seeing an impact of that on what technologies government organizations are looking at, or is this pretty standard? The same kind of interest in the same technologies that we've seen in the past.
I think what we're really seeing here, Ryan, is that there's not one technology that stands out over the other, because they've got to take a look at cybersecurity across each one of those technology sectors. They've got to figure out what's the best way to secure the comms for each and every one of those technology sectors. Now, as far as what the impact of purchasing may be, I definitely think there might be an impact on purchasing, especially if the government feels that they may have holes or security concerns. So, you know, I think the government is definitely going to try to move very swiftly to ensure that they get that level of security that they're looking for across their architecture, but I think it's across each and every technology sector.
Okay. When I think about video teleconferencing, you know, it's not normally something that we think about when we think about cybersecurity. So, you know, Polycom, obviously, you know, a teleconferencing, video teleconferencing, unified communications solution provider, service provider. And when I think about the Defensive Cyber Operations Symposium, obviously the focus is mostly on security and cybersecurity. So what is the role that Polycom solutions, you know, video teleconferencing, unified communications, you know, what role can they play in cybersecurity, and what can they do in the response to cyber attacks?
Sure. Well, first, Ryan, I think we need to start thinking about VTC a little bit differently today. It's not simply the fact that you can join a video teleconferencing call and have two-way communication. There's really more to it today than that, and it really falls under the UC umbrella. There's a plethora of applications that can be used within a video conference. It's video and voice, it's sharing content, it's streaming, it's recording. There are several applications that can be used in a video communication. We're basically able to collaborate, and that's really the key word here. We can do it across several applications such as distance learning, such as telemedicine, streaming, even down to a tactical environment. So, you know, I definitely think we need to start thinking of VTC as something a little bit more that can be used today to really accomplish human collaboration. And obviously, you know, security is a concern, and that is addressed as well, too, within video collaboration. You know, obviously, VTC has been around for a very long time, and security is not something that's new to video communication. We're going to continue to secure these environments and these types of communications, especially as this technology evolves to support the mission.
Excellent. And I think you kind of touched on it at the end there, but the security of video teleconferencing and unified communication solutions is something that, you know, we've heard historically some concerns about. You know, the military obviously could give up a lot of information if, you know, VoIP and voice and video could be intercepted by someone who really shouldn't be privy to those conversations. So what, as a government agency or as a branch of the military, what do you do to secure your video teleconferencing solutions? How can you be sure that you're implementing secure solutions? And how can you be sure that your communications, your collaboration is secure and not falling into the hands of people it shouldn't fall into the hands of?
Sure. Again, Ryan, security is not new to video communications. We've been doing this for a while, and there are obviously definite ways that we can secure video communication. One of the ways that it can be done is with encryption. Or another example that I can think of is by using video firewall traversal. And that's basically encrypting the connection from the remote user back up to headquarters. So these examples are merely just scratching the surface, but it's not something that's new to this technology, and it's something that will continue to evolve as the requirements evolve, as the mission evolves.
Excellent. Well, Tia, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're out of time, but I do want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule at the conference to speak with me here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. So, first off, safe travels back from Baltimore. And to our listeners, we appreciate you joining us as well. We're going to be back with more episodes of the Public Sector View Radio in the coming weeks.